So, I would like to answer some more questions. And I think, I don't know, maybe these are actually first questions. The order may be a little bit went wrong, but I'm going to answer those. Now, these are first five verses. First questions on the five first verses of chapter number 6. The question is, I fully recognize myself in what was described by Rinpoche when he talks about anger and even hatred, the way it works and the consequences. I never realized to that point how much it was what I am and how much all the reject I feel of myself is linked to that behavior. Thank you. I hope it will help me from now on to amend my behavior. Now the question is, maybe the explanation will come later, but for me what is difficult is not to verbalize, not to say what I think at one point, even if I try not to for some times. At one point, I can see so well what is wrong and therefore what hurts me that I have to say it with words that can be very hurtful for others, with all the consequences described by Rinpoche. So my question is, how to apply patience at all times? Isn't it linked also to loving other and not wanting to hurt them? If I understand well, this is saying that if I am hurt and I know why it's hurt and I see very clearly, but I don't want to talk about it or say it because it might hurt somebody. I think it's not like that. Or if I've, you know, it's not just talking about what's wrong or what went wrong or what's not right, that hurts people. It doesn't. We have to talk about the problems, otherwise we will never solve the problems. It is about how I talk about it. I can say the same thing in very many different ways. I can approach the same problem in many different ways, and so therefore I try to, with kindness, with compassion, with friendship, with understanding, if I can put the problem on the table, not blaming anybody, but trying to solve the problem, then we can discuss the problems, and I don't think people will get too much hurt. But even if people get a little hurt, it is better little hurt than creating more hurt later on or more permanent problems between, friends or family members or things like that. So this is, patience is not being kind of timid and not having the courage to confront the problems or confront the challenges. I think that is not right. We need to discuss, I think, and try to solve the problems. But I don't need to get hurt by that also, and try to approach it in such a way. If I am not angry or insulting or, aggressive, then I don't think anybody will that much get hurt, or even a little bit will be solved soon. I think that's like that. Now the next question is, in one of your Sheda teachings, you suggested we read the source of the essence of the sky. Essence of the sky? essence of the and digest of the sutras, essence of the sky. Namke Nyingpo, I think maybe Namke Nyingpo. Namke Nyingpo digest the sutras, both by Shantideva and Nagarjuna. Essence of Namke Nyingpo is a sutra, I think. Anyway, I've tried finding these at wisdom publications, but with no success. Do you know if they are published under any other titles? I'm sorry, I cannot say. Some of them must be translated, but I have not seen in which translation or publication, and maybe they have different titles. If I find something, I'll tell it on the web. So that's, I think, all the answer I have for this. You can also look around. Another question is, next question is, I have a question which I think is mostly related to the practice of mindfulness. On several occasions, you have kindly reminded us that negative emotions are likely to keep arising in the mind for a long time. Yet I find that I easily expect too much of myself. In such situations, start fighting negative emotions instead of accepting what arises. So I'm wondering how to best cure such an unrealistic attitude and rather create a mind more at peace with what arises. It's the most important thing to improve mindfulness and really take on board such teachings as 27 situations in which to remain like a log. I'm thinking that the greater intimacy with what goes on in my mind will help me to better accept my mind's habitual patterns, also making me see the impermanence and insubstantiality of thoughts and emotions a little more clearly. Could you please comment on this? I think it is very good that we try to let go of our negative emotions, because that is not good, that is not creating any happiness and any real positive things for myself and others. So therefore I try to, the more I can let go of them from my heart, it is better. So there's nothing wrong with that. But as you say, too much wanting to be free from all kind of emotions, and then become, what can you say, disturbed, too much disturbed, or too much affected when some negative emotions come and you cannot let go, is also not good. So therefore we have to deal with things mindfully and patiently, actually, patiently, to understand that negative emotions are harmful. So therefore, the more I can let go, better. But sometimes I cannot let go. It comes up. It's okay. That's we are still samsara. We cannot expect to be perfect. But then try not to keep as much as possible. As soon as we can let go, we let go. And also try to, you know, try to solve the problems, you know. If there is a, if you can find a solution, either by talking to people or, you know, resolving the issue by talking or by doing anything else, and then it's the best. So, you know, we have to deal with it intelligently and patiently and with skillful means. Next question is, it is said that it is a good practice to make offerings. Rinpoche explains that many ways and many things that we can get, dedicate or offer. Now, is it a good thing to make the offering when smoking a cigarette? Because it's something I like. You see. Well, you know, you make an offering of those nice things, good things, that's beneficial things. So you think whether smoke is a worthy offering or not, whether it's something really good for the others to have or not, and then decide whether you want to make offering of cigarettes. Generally, it is written on this cigarette that this is poisonous to your health, and it can create, it's a poison, and it creates lots of sufferings, you know, disease. So when you know that, so if you want to offer or not, that's up to you. You have to think clearly. It's not just that I like it, so therefore I will make an offering. It's not always only like that, whether it's worthy of offering or not. Next question is, I have a question about rejoicing. Sometimes it's difficult for me to rejoice about having taken the Bodhisattva's vows. Of course I'm happy about being in the Dharma, but when I look around me and see the sufferings of so many people and animals, then I become very sad, and sometimes I cannot stop my tears. Maybe it's because I'm not able to help, or not yet, I don't know. Or maybe because so many lifetimes we do things without any sense, and I just begin to understand this. So thank you for your precious advice and guidance with the devotion. Well, this is, if I were you, I would feel I'm happy to be in Dharma. There are so many sufferings in the world. So many people are suffering, so many animals are suffering. So there is very little I can do. There's very little help. So I must help. I must make myself powerful enough to help them, wise enough to help them, strong enough to help them, and I must work towards that end. So if I can think like that, I am a Bodhisattva. I am a Bodhisattva because I want to help. I am a Bodhisattva because I see sufferings of others. So I should be actually very, very happy that I am a Bodhisattva, because as a Bodhisattva I would train to learn to help all these people. Step by step, in the long run, not only in the long run, of course, you know, but step by step and gradually, and you know, I will not stop unless and until I can become very good at helping all these people, and then they need to be helped. I need to be out of all this samsaric state of being, all these problems and sufferings and pain, so therefore I must make this promise to do it, and I am so happy that I have promised to do that, because now I am going to work on this, now I am going to train on this. I am so enthusiastic about it, because the more I see the suffering, the more I see the problems, the more I see the depth of sufferings and problems that people are facing, and how little help they have, the more I should be determined to work towards that. So that should actually bring me more confidence and rejoicing in being a bodhisattva. I think that's how we should think also. I should be more rejoicing because I am a bodhisattva, therefore now I'm going to work, train, and accumulate all the powers and the skills and the positive karma that I can be of help. It will take time. I'm not there as yet, but I will be working on it. And when I do that also, I'm not doing like by just being very unhappy myself and having all the troubles and sufferings and problems. I'm going to learn how to be working free from all those sufferings and pain and problems, because the more wisdom I gain, the more I will be, I will be free from sufferings. So therefore, as a very wise person, as a very compassionate person, as a purified person, so not affecting myself, but also by these sufferings, I help them by not being affected by that myself. So this is the idea of bodhisattva, and so therefore it is said that bodhisattvas are by the wisdom I'm happy in the mind. By positive karma I'm happy or well by the body. So a bodhisattva, however long remains in samsara, is never unhappy. So then why should I be upset or not rejoice being a bodhisattva? I should rejoice being a bodhisattva. So that's the end of all the questions. So far I have received, and so there has been two small videos answering all the questions that so far came on chapter 6. Thank you very much.